grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Potentially BFM's most requested podcast. We get a bunch of emails through to reception at 95bfm.com saying, when are you going to put the podcast up? I'm keen to hear what Chris Fowley has to say on cannabis law reform.
So,
very on-trend topic, Chris Fowley, cannabis law reform.
Oh, mate, and I did not set that up. Scott Summer, I didn't. No, that's great to hear. Get in there. When are the podcasts going up? Come on, man.
I try and do it the following day, but sometimes on Friday, I kind of get into Friday mode. So apologies to anyone. I will do it. I think last week's is up, where you made some great shout-outs to Tiger Drops. But yeah, I try and stay on top of it. Apologies to everyone if there's a week or two missing, but I'll get there. I'll fix it.
Good. Glad to hear it. Good stuff. Now, I'll call off the hounds.
What's happening up at the Hemp Store, Chris Fowley? First Thursday coming up?
It is. Yeah, that's next Thursday. So put that in your diary. K-Road is you know, going to happen. It's all well, you know, there'll be a bunch of people open late like we will. And first Thursday, it's been a while, right? Been a while since it's happened. So that'll be really good, I think. There's a bunch of bands and other live entertainment on the corner of Pitt Street and K Road in a little pocket park or thereabouts.
Yep.
And, come on up, you know. As I say, you know, K Road's nice and breezy and outdoors. You're not in the mall with thousands of people all breathing, panting. So, you know, if you feel like getting out and having a nice little sunset wine or coffee at the local cafes, next Thursday would be a good time to do it.
Excellent. Where do we want to start with this week's cannabis news, Chris?
Mate, well, how about, shall we just do a little update, because you mentioned Tig, and last week we were talking about this guide that an outfit called BPAC, Best Practice Advisory Committee, which is based out of Otago Med School, and they got a grant off the Ministry of Health to do a guide for doctors on medical cannabis, and we were talking last week about how they were saying that 4 grams of cannabinoids could kill a person, and where the hell did that come from? And given that, you know, a packet that you might get prescribed here will have 2.5 grams, 2,000 milligrams of cannabinoids. So one pack is getting you almost the way towards a lethal dose, according to this thing. And it's like, what the hell? And we went through all the convoluted maths about where this could possibly have come from. Turns out it was a typo. They left the K off it. It's supposed to be 4 kilos of THC. Okay. And this is pure THC. This is not a bale of weed dropped on your head, which is what I thought. Well, that's the 4 kilo lethal dose. This is actually 4 kilos of THC. So that's about 40 kilos of cannabis. And even then, that dose was still, as we discussed last week, that dose was held by the World Health Organization to be unlikely to actually kill you. So Tig pointed this out to BPAC over the course of this week at a series of communications. And what they've done, they've updated this guide to doctors just this week, just quietly updated it. And instead of saying 4 grams, like it did say, instead of updating it to the 4 kilograms of THC, they've now gone with somewhere over 15 grams. And they've deleted the reference to the World Health Organization, and what they seem to have done is cherry-picked somewhat obscure paper that will fit this new number that they've put out.
Okay.
It's very strange behavior. It really is. So, and the very fact that they've changed it shows that they knew that they were wrong, but they've just changed it again to some other weird kind of number. So, anyway, it's an ongoing thing. We'll keep you up to date with how this goes. But, you know, we've got to make sure that doctors, when they're being given these, you know, official Ministry of Health-funded communications about how to prescribe medicinal cannabis and what a lethal dose might be, so what they should look out for in their patients, you know. This is really important that they're given accurate information, not just some,
totally.
You know,
I mean, even
15
grams. I mean, well, 15 grams is not as dramatic, but still, I mean, get it right.
Exactly. So, meanwhile, so some people that actually really do need it that have been in the news this week in the media is the Top Twins, who a lot of people may have heard very sadly have both been diagnosed with breast cancer. And stuff covered that this week with, I believe it was Jules. Yeah, Jules Top told the Sunday program, actually reported on stuff, that it was a Sunday on TVNZ, told Sunday that she'd been taking cannabis oil to deal with the pain caused by the tumours, and she wanted to be able to get her medicinal cannabis from something grown here in New Zealand rather than America.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure what she's getting from America, but that is exactly, you know, when you think back to what Helen Kelly went through 2016, 2017, you know, here we have, you know, an equally tragic story and two well-loved New Zealanders, you know, in need of the best treatment they can get. Mm. And, you know, is this current scheme actually... Are we any better off than 4 years ago? I think is the question there.
I feel like we're not. I feel like we've not made any headroom despite this, you know, this heralded law reform. It's still so difficult for people to get what they need.
It's very slow, I think. Very slow and just pitched too highly at a pharmaceutical, big business level, rather than thinking about the patients first and going, well, what are patients actually already doing? How do we bring them within the law? How do we get them things that they actually want and are using already, but doing it in a safe way? You know, and if you start from that point of view, then letting them grow their own, letting people make tinctures, letting green fairies have their products tested so they can be safe and know what they're providing to people. Mm. You know, those are all the sorts of things that we should have been doing, but, you know, unfortunately we haven't done any of them. So, again, a work in progress. Scheme's up for review at the end of the year, so we might better have some input there. Meanwhile, over on the spot, Drug Foundation wrote a really interesting article, who gets a conviction for drug possession and who gets help? And that's well worth reading, you know, if you're interested in how the police discretion amendment that they put in, which lets individual officers...
Can I hazard a guess? It's middle-class white people that get help and it's Indigenous Māori who get a conviction?
Boy, how did you guess that? I mean, yeah, that is exactly it. And, you know, overall, convictions down 28%. That's really good. I'd kind of be hoping for more like 90%, but 28% is still, you know, a good start, I guess. This is with 2 years of this law being in effect. But Māori, four times more likely to be searched without warrants and ending up with 48% of the convictions.
Can I just say this is a load of horseshit, Chris Valley? Is this still happening?
Well, maybe poorly written. There's, you know, that they only put it in the possession part of the law, so it can't be applied to things like cultivation or even making some brownies for grandma. The way that the police are doing it is that if you have a prior conviction for anything, they're highly unlikely to offer you the health-based alternative and they'll proceed with a conviction. So that kind of compounds it too. But as I said, because Māori are four times more likely to be searched without warrant, then you're kind of starting off from a higher level right there, right? But, so people are feeling as outraged about this as I am. J-Day's coming up, a little over a month away now, so 7th of May in Albert Park. We've been talking with the council, we've got it all booked and stuff, and it's confirmed to us under the new settings we can run J-Day as it usually is, so that's really good. Of course, we want everyone to be safe and stuff as well, so encouraging no sharing of saliva, you know, bring your own joints and you know, have your own, that kind of thing. Or, you know, adopt safe sharing practices. That's J-Day, 7th of May, Albert Park.
The 30th? Is it the 20th or the 30th edition?
Oh, you're going to have to make me count them up again. I'm pretty sure it's the 30th. I should know this, but I'm pretty sure this is the 30th J-Day, because they started in 1992, and we've had 1 year off due to the old COVID, so I think this is number 30. So well done you.
Can I just say, if you've not been before, it's typically a glorious Saturday in May. Albert Park looking its best. Chris Fowley doing the rounds, making sure everyone's happy. And a positive time. I really enjoy it. Every time I've been the last couple of years, I'm like, yo, this is mean.
Right on. That's right. It's like a little bit of living under legalization where you just feel that weight lifted, that burden of oppression just lifted for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, come along. Look like it's legal for the day.
And now, Chris, was there anything else you wanted to cover off? You sent through a story about the effects of cannabis. Sometimes there's two studies, one going either way.
One
makes you younger, one it makes you older.
I know. Yeah, it's. I guess it's fairly complicated. But the interesting thing, this hasn't been reported in any local media here. This is actually in the Jerusalem Post, where they there's a study in Germany and Israel, in universities of both countries, where they used a technique actually developed here, though. That was why I thought it was interesting. Came out of Otago Uni, came out of the Dunedin study, where they've been tracking people since 1973, I think. Great year. And so what they've worked out is this, for a very basic description, certain changes that happen over time, and they've worked out some that they can say are markers, and then they can work out what's called an epigenetic age, so your age of at your cellular level as opposed to your chronological age, your time. You know, are you 28 or 32? This is more like, well, are you really in your 60s? You know, the interesting thing about this study is it found that cannabis was associated with epigenetic aging, similar to alcohol, tobacco, and pollutants. So, you know, this is a bit of a concern. But when they delved down deeper, of course, it was the smoke, not the THC.
Of course.
They're calling it the hypomethylation, resulting from hydrocarbon inhalation. So the other thing that they found, though, was it was reversible by reducing use or stopping use. Smoking, I should say, by stopping smoking. So that's an interesting thing. So, the smoke is a toxin. If you're putting it into your body in a large amount over a regular amount of time, then this can happen. And the solution to that is to avoid smoke. But also, what complicates it is the other study that came out, which found that THC was involved, THC itself as opposed to the smoke. The THC itself was involved in increasing connections in the brain and giving the brain a younger epigenetic age. And so in that respect, it can be something that's anti-dementia and so forth. So this study gave THC to mice, and they found that the mice that should be getting senile and old were actually young and teenagers. And that was only giving them two doses of THC. So, interesting, eh? It's avoid the smoke, but embrace the THC. That seems to be the lesson there.
Nice one. Nice. Ka pai, Chris. Now, once again, don't forget, everyone, First Thursday's next Thursday, K-Road. Bands, music, plenty of entertainment. Hemp store is open late. Anything else, Chris?
That's it. On news to hand, one last thing. Cannabis plants found in Parliament grounds today. It could be something related to the protests, is what they're saying. But there's seedlings popping up in their gardens.
Ah, yes, nice.
There you go, news to hand.
All right, Chris. Thank you very much.
Okay, catch you next week.
Bye.
Yep. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.